Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Years ago, on more than a few Money Matters radio shows, I covered annuities with a bit of disdain and with good reason. In my opinion, the annuity universe was like the Wild West, and frankly, I was no fan. Back then, I found them confusing, and as a financial analyst and stock market participant for decades, I never advocate putting money into anything confusing. I've always said, your money should be regarded like your children. Always know where they are and what they're doing, or some not-so-good things may occur. Kind of an odd comparison, I know, and knowing where your money is might not be as important as knowing where your children are, but damn near. As a financial analyst, I believed back then, and still do, knowing at least something about what one is invested in is wise advice. I used to attend sales presentations from annuity companies and would sit in these meetings looking at all the different strategies offered and frankly scratch my head at almost all of them. I don't know, maybe it was me, but most were so complicated as to how they worked, I would throw my hands up and walk out thinking, if I, being not a complete Neanderthal about all things money, couldn't understand how these investments work, there was no way I could recommend one. Graduating way back in 1979 with a degree in economics with honors, and having been investing in the market since literally age 13 with the help of my father, I know a thing or two about financial matters. Complicated investments are just not for me, nor anyone else I might advise. Fast forward to today, and many annuities I still find way too complicated. I have found a handful that fulfill some specialty niches and are simple enough for even the novice investor to understand. Some triggered annuities can be easy to understand, as well as what I call participation annuities. Triggered annuities may promise a fixed rate of return if the underlying index moves up, but may offer a no downside protection feature, which means you can't lose any money. Participation annuities center around offering a split of some percentage of stock market increase between you and the insurance company that is offering the annuity, but like a triggered annuity, they still may have no downside risk clause. I view these types of annuities as simple to understand, and I explain them with a paper and pen. My father used to tell me that visually illustrating something can cut right through to someone's conceptualization of whatever it is I was trying to explain. Drawing it out on paper while explaining the terms and conditions usually provides an investor with a clear understanding of how these annuities work. Investors often say they want to make some money but not lose any. Heck, I know that sounds silly, but it's a valid petition to offer up such a desire. After all, a bank savings account or a CD do offer such a feature. You won't lose any money because they're FDIC insured and all, but you will still make some money. Right? An annuity might have such a feature, but may offer a better return than the current bank rate, which is why someone might invest in an annuity. The bottom line is that annuities may have had a bad name at some point, and no doubt there are many annuities I still wouldn't touch with the proverbial 10-foot pole. But for investors who can't stomach any losses whatsoever, and there are many of them out there, a well-structured annuity with a simple strategy that anyone can understand might be just the right thing the doctor ordered. Keep in mind, annuities are not FDIC insured, and you should read the prospectus in its entirety. That said, most financial advisors can and they should sit down with anyone interested in an annuity and explain in full detail all the features, benefits, and conditions that an annuity may have. I will conclude today's musing by saying if you don't understand completely what is being presented, ask more questions. When in doubt, seek out a second opinion from a tax professional or perhaps even another advisor. And before making any annuity investment, although some insurance agents are allowed to sell annuities, in my opinion, you should also run it by a financial advisor at a reputable firm. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the markets, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and does not reflect the opinion of any registered investment advisor, any bank, brokerage firm, nor this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a degree in economics 1979 with honors, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.
Yeah, I guess it was cruising for bruising.